Hi, this is Wendy Powell with the Wildcat Extension District, your livestock production agent. With winter in full swing, let's talk about some of the best management practices for livestock owners to maximize forage use. We'll start with stockpiled fescue. It's best to use grazing methods that avoid damaging the grass. The waxy coating of protection on the fescue leaf guards it from winter weather damage, but driving and trampling, especially in wet conditions, break that waxy layer. So strip grazing, if your operation allows for the labor, can improve forage intake and may even double the days that pasture can be grazed when compared to continuous grazing. Winter annuals like wheat and ryegrass are looking especially green these days. Resist the urge to turn animals out too soon on these pastures. The plant needs to be tall enough to regrow after being bitten by hungry critters looking for something green. Wait for a height of 6 to 8 inches. In addition to strip grazing, which is just as effective on winter annuals as stockpiled fescue, livestock managers can consider limiting access time in a pasture. With limit grazing, livestock are routinely pastured on dormant pasture or fed hay in a dry lot, but allowed to eat their fill from a limited access winter annual pasture several times a week. A research study in Arkansas was done with a mix of wheat, cereal rye, and ryegrass being planted for cow-calf pairs at the rate of 1/4 acre per head. This study shows that limit grazing pairs for 2 days per week produce the same performance as cows fed unlimited hay plus a supplement. And limit grazed cows also consumed 30% less hay during the winter feeding period. It comes down to economics. How much does it cost to plant 1/4 acre of cool season pasture? What is the price of hay? Compare the labor costs of putting hay out to pastures and the cost of opening and closing gates to limit graze. To maximize the forage in a bale, the best strategy is to reduce waste. Use hay rings to avoid a majority of trampling. Unrolling hay increases hay waste unless it's done on a limit feeding basis. Consider using a temporary electric wire fence to reduce waste from trampling and increase consumption. You can unroll the bale, then string up an electrified poly wire down the length of the line of hay about 30 inches high. Livestock will line up as if eating from a feed bunk. Feeding in various locations around a pasture can be a cost-effective way of maintaining or possibly increasing soil phosphorus, potassium, and organic matter. Each bale of hay contains substantial amounts of fertilizer nutrients and can enrich feeding areas. On average, a typical 4x5 round bale has a fertility value comparable to 100 pounds of triple 17 fertilizer. For more information on this topic, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.